And today we speak with Shireen Jones, the director of the Sam Waller Museum. Shireen, thank you for taking time out for us today.
Anytime.
Let's talk a little bit about things happening at the Sam Waller Museum. I understand that you have created a social media connection with incredible results. Talk about that.
Yeah, since we had been closed for about 6 weeks due to COVID-19, more artifacts, specimens, and even craft ideas have been posted on our social media. We have a presence on Facebook as well as Instagram, YouTube, and just recently we have had our website redesigned. And it's now mobile friendly.
Excellent. What inspired the museum to reach the community and beyond, Shireen?
I guess with being closed to the public, it seemed rather lonely. I mean, there are the two of us here, but it's to let people know we are still here and we still have materials to share with the public and surrounding area.
So talk about some of the activities that you normally host at the Sam Waller Museum in these normal times.
Well, in normal times, we, of course, have regular visitor hours in the afternoons from 1 to 5. Especially getting into May and June, we host a number of school groups coming in. And then even hands-on arts programs. Our tweeny paint afternoons have been quite popular. Of course, they are put on hold until further notice. A lot of rentals after hours or even during hours with various parties, meetings, and all that. So it's weird not being able to do that right now.
Youth programming is an important part of community work. Tell us a little about the youth programs in the works for the summer and beyond at the Sam Waller.
Well, for the summer, if we're permitted, we'll likely do some smaller arts-related, natural history-related programming in, I guess, primarily in the afternoon, so it could happen just before noon once we have extended hours in the summer. Nothing's been finalized at this point because we're not sure what our summer hours will be.
What's your one final thought to promote people to visit the Sam Waller Museum, Shireen?
Well, right now, until the end of the month, we have this fantastic art exhibit on display called Mainly Manitoba. It's the artwork of Linda Monroe, and this is all new work since 2017. So it was really interesting how she themed it around the different four seasons in Manitoba, primarily throughout northern Manitoba, but there's some scenes relating to Winnipeg and some other areas. So beautiful pieces. While we were closed, we did end up posting the whole exhibit on our social media, so on Facebook and Instagram, so you can see it there, but it's kind of better to see it in person.
Shireen, thanks to you and your staff at the Sam Waller Museum for being a positive influence to the community and making shift happen.
Thank you, Mark. It's a pleasure.